It's Beamaz and Beamer. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Brian Mazurowski, Joe Beamer here on WBEN. Hope everyone's having a nice Friday in the heat. Joe, good to be back here today. There's so much to get to.
Yeah, so much in the heat, not one of them.
Yeah, I guess so. I was out there yesterday was, kind of humid, sticky. It was not the greatest, but it wasn't all that bad.
No.
Today, I mean, we'll see what it's like outside. We get a couple of these days every summer.
Hydrate up. Just stay hydrated.
Yeah, or don't, you know.
And put the dogs in the grass. Keep them off the blacktop. And hydrate. Hydrate, you should probably have a little water.
You just need to write a life advice book, Joe.
Oh, no.
All your little
things to avoid
here. It's what's been sticking in my mind throughout the last basically 24 hours. I was driving home yesterday, and I saw, as I often drive past Swiston's in the city of Tonawanda, the sign is gone. It's been replaced by a new sign. And anyone who knows the sign knows what I'm talking about, or anyone who lives in that area knows what I'm talking about. But there's a new sign in front of Swiston's Beef and Keg, which, I mean, the Beef and Keg is very prominent on the new Swiston sign. But the old sign is gone. And I was driving past, and I kind of went like, what the heck? The sign has gone. They got a nice new sign. It looks nice. I think they replaced the sign that's actually on the building, too. On the outside, they've actually done a number to this. Now, back for as long as I can remember, there were two things on the menu. You can get the beef or you can get chili, and that's it. Then a couple of years ago, they added a deep fryer. So now you can get wings or fries, too. And so they actually have to hand you a menu now because there's things that are on the menu. So things have been changing there for a while, and it came with a new sign. And I was disappointed only because, well, the old sign, to me, I mean, it's kind of like a staple of me being in Western New York. I always remember the old sign. The old sign was kind of like a landmark of sorts. And now it's gone. I don't know what happened to it. But there's no more old sign to see as you're going down Young there. I feel like we should have had a community discussion about the sign, right? Like, there's talk about this all the time, right? Volker's Lanes, right? The owners can't tear down Volker's Lanes, even though it's this old brick building, because some preservationists are like, well, no, actually, you know, I met my wife there, so you can't possibly tear it down. Like, what? Okay. But, like, you hear this with all signs, the Great Northern Grain Elevator. How did the Swiston sign go away, and no one in the city of Tonawanda was like raising their hand and saying like, well, hang on a second, that's our local landmark? Because I really think it was.
They didn't announce it, right? And by the time people realized it, the sign was down. And it wasn't this thing, they brought it to no one's attention because they knew the outcry. I want to know though, what happened to the keg on top? I mean, this sign is, I don't think you would want, again, I don't own a business, but I don't know why you'd want to replace this sign. I mean, this sign speaks to me. This is a place I'm going to have a good time.
It's one of those cool old signs that you don't really see anymore, right? I mean, it screams tradition when you have like all the little light bulbs out there. It's got like more to it than just your traditional sign, which, hey, the new one's nice, but it's kind of, you know, plain, right?
It fits in.
It's a little more generic.
Yeah.
Than what was there. And maybe the old one was broken in a million pieces. I don't know. And there was a
maybe the keg fell off the top of it overnight.
I think the keg has been off of there for a while.
Oh.
Okay. I don't remember seeing the keg on top for at least a few years. So I think it's been a while there. But new signage, you know, I understand it looks nice. But I feel like that was the local landmark in the city of Tonawanda. And I don't claim to be any sort of authority on this. I only lived in the city of Tonawanda for a few years. I have since jumped over the border to NT, where they have their own landmarks, right? The Riviera Theater, the Carousel Museum, you know, the Wurlitzer, some of the NT landmarks. I think that the Swiston sign And I'm here to have you tell me I'm wrong. 803-0930. I think the Swiston sign was like the landmark in the city of Tonawanda. Now, I don't, when I mean like landmark, I'm talking about a sign or maybe it's a building or something like that. You can't use like Nyawanda Park, right? Like, obviously, that's, you know, the jewel of the city of Tonawanda. You can't do something like that. But in terms of the city of Tonawanda, I feel like the Swiston sign was kind of like the landmark thing. And if you were to save one thing that is in that category in the city of Tonawanda, that might have been it. Tell me I'm wrong, 803-0930, of what the city of Tonawanda landmark would have been. But I think that was it.
The Swiston sign you want. If you had known this sign was going down, maybe you
would have chained myself to it.
You took the words out of my mouth. That's exactly what I was about to say.
I wouldn't have went on a hunger strike. I would have ordered a beef every 3 hours.
Right, yeah.
But
I'm still going to support the business, but you're not tearing this sign down.
Yes, I would have chained myself to the sign. I'm sad to see it go. It takes a little bit away to me from, you know, one of those classic restaurants that I always grew up going to, right? Maybe it's like a nostalgia thing, but I kind of feel like there was some significance there.
And I feel there are so many of those, you know, maybe one town has one or two that you're not going to find on a list, right, Brian? Like, you know, you look up Buffalo landmarks, it's a generic list of places that we've talked about, most people have been to, they bring company to. But I think if, like the Swiston sign, around Western New York, you have these landmarks that you're not going to find in a tour guide. You know, it's not going to be when you get off the plane at the airport, hey, make sure you go visit this. But if I told you, if I said Amherst, what are you going to say? Blue Water Tower, right? It's not on a list. That's not the landmark list. And I feel like each town has one or two of those. Swiston's for Tonawanda, I think you're going to have a lot of people agreeing with you.
So where are you and what is the landmark on your list where you live? And again, I feel like a sign, a building, something like that. We're not necessarily talking about you know, a whole park or anything. Like the town of Tonawanda, Joe. You know, we'll move from the city of Tonawanda to the town of Tonawanda. I'm not, you know, as good with the town. I've never lived in the town of Tonawanda. I've always been around it. To me, the town of Tonawanda, their landmark thing that they have, the fake fighter jet at Kenny Field.
Oh, yeah. That's, again, that's something everyone knows.
You know it. You love it. You would be sad to see it go. It doesn't necessarily serve a purpose. Like, right? But it's there. It's a landmark. In all of the town of Tonawanda, there's a lot of things there. Someone might say the Golf Dome because everyone sees it driving past on the 290. It's
that's
like
true.
This big thing.
I'd say the courthouse.
But to
I spent a lot of time there.
But to me, it's the fighter jet at Kenny Field, the town of Tonawanda. Like, that is the town's landmark right there.
By the way, across the street, there is a Dollar General in what used to be a Family Video, and I had to walk through there to see how they set it up. Not a landmark, but just something interesting I thought I'd throw out there.
But what's your landmark where you live across Western New York? You can let us know, 803-0930, or send us a text, 803-0930.
I want to know. So in Amherst, it's the Blue Water Tower. Now, I think they ruined the Blue Water Tower, and I've told Brian Culpa this. I think they've ruined the Blue Water Tower with the way they wrote Amherst. It was so cool when it was, you know, the like kind of... And it was a cool 90s style when it said Amherst. And I don't know, I guess with the new paint job, they couldn't recreate the way it said Amherst. And now it's just written in Times Roman numeral. I didn't like that. I don't like that, but it's still a landmark. When I used to live outside of Western New York, when we would come to visit the Blue Water Tower, hey, we're here, we're ready to go, bring it on. That signifies... You are in Western New York, you are in Amherst.
See, Amherst is so big, though, I feel like you can get pushback on the Blue Water Tower. I agree with you, but I think that, you know, there throughout the town, you might have a couple of different landmarks. Maybe it's like more local depending on what part of the town you lived in.
That's true.
I agree it's the Blue Water Tower. But I could see some people saying, like, it's the Boulevard Mall. Like, that's the town. Like, that is what the town is kind of known for, and it's there. I, for a while, if we're going to stay on a sign, they were one of a few places that had the old Arby's signs. Remember the 10-gallon hat on the side of the road? I miss that.
That was the beginning of Arby's downfall.
Why would I go to Arby's now without that big sign?
No, come on.
It's just a fast food restaurant.
Yeah, Arby's, the big sign. You'd look for that when you got off the interstate in some small town. Now, Brian, like I said earlier, I think there's only 10 left. I read an article about how Arby's is trying to get rid of those signs. But some of the franchisees are holding on to it. I'd say another landmark, some would say in Amherst. It's not a sign. It's a bar. Brunner's. Because even if you're not from Amherst, a lot of people have been to Brunner's. It's an old school bar. A lot of people had their first drink at Brunner's.
I don't think it qualifies. Okay. So like when I, Swiston's itself, again, no offense, I love the place.
But you're talking the sign.
Yes, the bar itself is not necessarily the landmark. It's the sign. It's the distinct sign that has been there for generations and is no longer there. Right? Like that is, to me, what the landmark would be. And I'm trying to think like all throughout the city of Tonawanda. Like maybe the big hot dog sign at Old Man River, like you could convince me there. I think the Swiston's one is more unique, iconic for people in that area right there. Maybe it's the bridge that all the trucks keep slamming into and is still standing.
It is a landmark.
But for me, it was the Swiston sign that's now no longer there. But it's the sign. It's not necessarily the place. Right. Like, it has to be distinct. That's why for Amherst, the Blue Water Tower is probably it, because it's just this distinct thing. I almost would say the ad for the Lord Amherst Hotel, I don't think that's there anymore.
I was gonna say, that's gone.
But the ad for it that was along the fence of one of the Little League parks, I think going the opposite way. On the hot, I'm trying to think of where exactly you would have. That would have been where the 90 meets the 290, right?
Yeah,
about there,
right before the first Main Street exit.
So I think that would have been, because you just always see it, like it's always there. Like, what the heck is the Lord Amherst? Does that exist anymore? How long's the sign been there? Like, that might have been one of those things. But I think it's the Blue Water Tower. I think you're right, Joe, in Amherst, where that's the thing.
It is the Blue Water Tower, but I do love finding signs for businesses that have been gone for decades, but somehow like a billboard is still up. You know, it's faded. Mm-hmm. No one wanted to buy it.
My goodness. Mine downtown, there used to be two of them. Downtown. Now, like, Buffalo is so hard to do, right? Like, you have actual, you know, the Central Terminal building for a part of Buffalo. It's a City Hall. Like, come on. It's a landmark. The Skyway. The Peace Bridge. You know, all these things. Yeah. But if we want to go off the beaten path a little bit, like your own personal landmark, like the thing that you know was always there.
I hope.
They're not there anymore. I have two of them, and they're old signs. They've both since been covered up. That's when I knew Buffalo was back, by the way.
Yeah.
When they covered it up. One, get your 99 season tickets.
Yes.
It was painted on the side of the brick building. I'm trying to think of what is there right now, but it was after 2009. It was probably after 2012.
I was going to say, yeah.
So for over a decade, painted on the side of a building was, get your tickets for the 1999 Bills season downtown. And I, like, that was a landmark to me. It was right in front of one of the lots where people would park to go to the ball game or down to the stadium. The other one, Joe, was an Art Voice ad with Steve Christie.
Yes.
That was up for like 20 years.
Yeah, that was on the side of the A's building.
Yes.
Yeah.
Of all the Bills of all time, for Steve Christie's face to be the one that never left the city of Buffalo for like 20 years was always entertaining to me.
Have they since taken that one down?
I don't think it's there anymore. I'm almost positive it's not there anymore.
The Bills, the 99 Bill season tickets was, I know that was up my entire run in college, because we would actually go, and I have to show you this. I would go show people the sign because I thought it was incredible that it was still standing. But you're right. Once these signs got covered up, you know, Buffalo's back. We're going forward.
That's just what it took. I'm like, wow, we're no longer advertising. I took that as the Bills are back. We don't have to. I have a picture of it on my phone. Maximum indoor comfort, maximum outdoor excitement. Reserve your sideline club seats for the 99 season. And I took this photo in 2012.
Well, all right.
For the 99 Bills season. So there you go. We'll go to Diane in Buffalo. Diane, you're on WBEN. What's going on?
Well, years ago, because I'm going to be 74, there was all boathouses along the creek over there. Swiston's wasn't even there. So I don't know when it was built, maybe 1960 or something. It's a newer building, so if you're looking for landmarks, you might want to pick some old ones like the Armory or Health. It used to be Mississippi Mud, is that it? That's been there for probably 100 years.
Diane, that can be... Now, you've brought up a great discussion, Diane. And thank you for the call. Don't want to offend anybody. It's been there since 1960. That's an old building.
Yes. Yeah.
You're telling me it's been standing there for 60 years? I'm going to tell you that's an old building.
Yeah.
Like, that has been there. 60 years is enough time to kind of cement yourself as some sort of local landmark. That's two of my lifetimes it's been standing there. I will say the Tonawanda Castle, okay, like maybe that is the one in the city of Tonawanda. I just, like, for me, I think for a lot of people who are more my age, the Tonawanda Castle, I mean, it's now a failed furniture store. It's like most recently, like, it's just not the use of it, you're not noticing it maybe as much.
I'm going to go way off the path here. The giraffe at Putt-Putt. That is something I look for when I drive down the boulevard. Not even sure it's still there. I know they were going to close a few years ago. I know the Putt-Putt's still there, but the giraffe at Putt-Putt, something I look down.
So for town of Tonawanda, you're pitting the Putt-Putt giraffe against the fighter jet at Kenny Field. This is a good matchup.
I love Putt-Putt. And it's something that I would always...
The blue water flowing underneath it.
Yes. I putt-putt. In all of Western New York, it's like the only putt-putt left.
That's
iconic.
A discussion for a day right there.
Yeah.
How that doesn't succeed.
But that is something. I'm driving down Sheridan. I'm looking over at that giraffe. I take my eyes off the road to go check on the giraffe.
Someone else for town of Tonawanda put Anderson's as the landmark. Now, that's been there for a long time. Here's my one thing with that on Sheridan Drive, I'm assuming the original you're talking about. It's underwent a lot of different updates to where it's not exactly. I would have agreed with you in 1999 when it was still like the walk up. There was no indoor. I don't even think they had like built the screened indoor part there yet. Now it's a permanent indoor part where you go and order the food from the window. I just think it's underwent too many changes to have that be the landmark that it might have been before. That's just me. Like, Swiston sign's no longer a landmark. It's a totally different sign.
That's right.
Crossed off the list. So I guess it is the Tonawanda Castle now. Maybe the Kenny Field fighter jet, they put a little fence around it so that you can't climb up it anymore. I don't know why.
Makes sense.
What was wrong with kids climbing up? I don't know. Like,
a few things.
What's wrong? That's the fun part. You climb on the jet.
It's fun, but then, you know, you have someone clumsy like me fall off and...
Then brush yourself off and get back up.
The paramedics get called.
Oh, well, there's a fighter jet right there. It gets to the hospital in no time. But, like, does that take away from it? I'm not sure. That might work. But to me, there's too many changes that went on with the one. Two people in Grand Island weighed in. One said Kelly's Country Store. Like, that's a famous Grand Island thing. I don't think it's the landmark, though. The landmark would be what somebody else texted in. The Ferris wheel,
yes,
from Fantasy Island that you could see from like miles around.
Yeah. Grand Island, definitely Fantasy Island. Did Fantasy Island reopen this year?
I don't know how much of it reopened, but yes. It's not Fantasy Island anymore.
Right.
It's
yeah. But
it's like Niagara Adventure. I have the name on the tip of my tongue because we've looked into it.
Because I know they opened the water park last year, but I have not heard anything about it. What about the South Towns? You know, I did spend 2 years in the South Towns living down there. And, I mean, for me, I can just think of one place, and it's not really a sign. It's just if I go to Orchard Park and that's not there, I would be very upset. Taffy's, right? I mean... If you go to the stadium, you see Taffy's. It's the little shack at the end of the Tops Plaza.
Yeah. It's the stadium, though.
But that's such an easy, like, I'm trying to avoid the easy ones.
I know.
You know, like, the Central Terminal is an easy one, right?
Yeah.
City Hall.
But that's why, like, it's almost impossible to have four Buffalo, like, this discussion
right.
for Buffalo. There, you know, there's too many to choose from.
By the way, someone just put a great one that's no longer there. They tore it down when I worked in that plaza. Holiday Showcase.
I would maybe want to agree with that. Right?
Iconic, like, sign.
The sign, growing up as a kid, you're in that area. You look at Holiday Showcase. I, for probably a good year, thought it had something to do with The Price is Right. Like, I thought they did game shows inside the Holiday Showcase, because Showcase to me meant Showcase Showdown.
It was a cool looking building.
And the sign it looked like The Price is Right.
Yeah.
And the building, you know, that round, I mean, that was very cool. That was, I would agree with that.
That was a sad day when they tore that down to put a car wash in now what's a mostly empty plaza. That was a sad day when they tore down the Holiday Showcase.
Yeah, I mean, probably gets a little more use with the car wash, I'm guessing.
Possibly, but I'll tell you, the Holiday Showcase had a mean omelet.
It was nice. I would agree right there. So Holiday Showcase in Cheektowaga, I mean, no longer there. You have to think of another one. What do you think about this, Joe, to put a dent, so to speak, in the Blue Water Tower, the Dent Tower? Time and temperature tower on the 290.
Yeah. I mean, that is something that everyone, you say Dent Tower, everyone knows what you're talking about.
More people, I would think, know the Blue Water Tower. More people drive past it. But the Dent Tower is a good one.
Yeah.
The time and it's the clock building.
I was going to say, they still, even though they're not a bank anymore, they still have the clock and temperature for the 290.
You never need to look at it for the temperature anymore, though.
No.
Like, everyone's car has the temperature in it.
But it's cool to have that stuff.
It's cool to have, but I do think that's taken away from, like, you'd wait for it to turn, like, it is Wednesday. Oh, 80 degrees. I knew it was warm outside. Like, now everyone's driving around with, like, a I don't know why we need it, you know, this thermometer to tell you what it's like outside at all times. But,
you know, I thought it was warm. My car has confirmed it.
Yeah. But, like, more has that. We're way late, but we'll be back here. More
yes.
of your local landmarks. BMAS and Beamer on WBEN.
It's BMAS and Beamer. Now, Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Back here, Brian Mazurowski, Joe Beamer on WBEN, talking local landmarks, because yesterday I drove past Swiston's and the sign's gone. I mean, the sign's not gone. They got a new sign, but I couldn't believe it. I was like, that's the landmark in the city of Tonawanda, and it's gone. It's no longer there. I would have chained myself to it if I knew they were removing it. It was a sad day. I love that place. I love the sign. You know, had that old school feel, but it's been replaced. The rest, I'm sure this doesn't impact the taste of the beef, but.
Or the old school feel of inside.
Yeah. But it did leave me a little wanting while driving past it all the time.
All this talk of Swiston's, though, like, I think I want to go again.
Could use a beef.
I've only been once, and with you.
Yeah, I took you to Swiston's. It's one of the places, I said this earlier this morning, it is one of the places where I'm. Like, I'll hear somebody say, especially if you grew up in the North Towns, like, that's, I think, part of it. If you're a South Towns person, like, all right, I get it. But if you're from the North Towns and you say you've never been to Swiston's, it is one of the places where I'm like, really? Like, I can't believe it. That's when you said that. I was like, well, let's go. We're around the corner. We're going right now. But it is one of those places in Western New York where, like, oh, I cannot believe you've never been here. Even though that's probably most people most likely haven't, it's maybe just because I've been there so many times, it just kind of feels that way to me.
Someone said on the Volkswagen Rich Park text board, the vacant Seneca Mall lot, and I think they knew I would point that one out because I've talked so much about that wasted land. And the story behind it, I've done a show on it, we had the supervisor on, and I'll probably revisit it. I wouldn't say the lot, Brian, but the sign. For the plaza where Tops and what used to be Kmart in, you know, part of the old lot is still the sign from the Seneca Mall. Now, I would say that the Southgate Plaza is more of a landmark than this sign. However, when I say the old Seneca Mall sign, if you're in the South Towns, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I think that is a contender. Again, I don't think it beats the Southgate when we're talking West Seneca, but I definitely think it's a contender if I say the old Seneca Mall sign, which is still standing.
Somebody on the text board, 803-0930, if you want to weigh in, someone mentioned the Hamburg Clock Tower next to Hoax. And I would say maybe Hoax itself.
Yeah.
I don't know, you know, too much. Maybe the Water Tower that's going to be painted into a hamburger, that'll probably take its place.
Of course.
Yeah, I'm not, you know, as familiar with Hamburg to say that. For me, I would say, yeah, that makes sense. It's the most recognizable thing in Hamburg that I would regularly pass, but I don't, you know, I haven't lived in Hamburg. I don't really know that. That's where you come in, 803-0930, to like correct where we're wrong on this. And I would like somebody to tell a little bit more information. I've seen this mentioned twice, and it's one of those things, Joe, I feel like I remember it.
Okay.
But I can't put a thumb on where it would have been. Like, I would have been too young when it was a big blue whale. A big blue whale. Where was this big blue whale? What was it? Was it a car wash? Was it? Did you drive through the mouth of this big blue whale? Like, where? I'm remembering a big blue whale. Somebody tell me where it is. 803-0930. Like, that would have been a local landmark.
Now, for me, another thing, Brian, and I talk so much about how I love watching people go through abandoned buildings. Someone brought up the Holiday Inn Grand Island, which then became a Radisson and is now empty, by the way. Would love to see a YouTube video on the empty hotel. But if I
Ghost Hunter show, I'm sure.
But even today, if you say the Holiday Inn on Grand Island, everyone knows the building on the water you're talking about.
Yeah, that's up there. I don't think it beats out the Ferris wheel for Grand Island, but I think it's up there. I think it's up there because of the story behind the haunted hotel. Like, if it wasn't haunted, allegedly,
Well, it was a hot spot for a while. I believe it had like a bar on the water back in the day.
It should be a hot. It's insane that it's, you know, I know somebody was trying to turn that into condos, which makes perfect sense. You're right there on the wall. You're like right in the middle of the action.
Would you live in a haunted condo? Like,
No.
You would let that stop you?
I wouldn't live in a condo. My wife for sure would not live in a, she is like of those things. She didn't want to buy our house at first because it's so old. She's like, well, it's so old.
Do you think it's haunted?
What are the odds? It's no.
No.
I wouldn't think any of them were, but.
I would love, I mean, if it took living in a condo to have a place on the water, I would definitely consider.
For, you know, because we're mentioning City of Tonawanda with Swiston's, a couple of old man rivers in there. Maybe I see it for City of Tonawanda. To me, if you were saying old man river, it would have been the old man river on Niagara Falls Boulevard, where there's a Tim Hortons now, of course. What else would there be? Where they had the big ship on the boulevard that you could eat on. The old former second old man river location that was in Amherst had a big ship right there on the boulevard. Maybe it just seemed big because I was small. It's like my son, like, why is my soccer ball getting smaller? I'm like, it's not getting smaller, buddy. You're getting bigger.
This big blue whale everyone wants to talk about.
Well,
it's
the first
time hearing of it.
Let's go. The big blue whale. What am I remembering here? Kevin, you're on WBEN. What's the big blue whale, Kevin?
The big blue whale was a car wash on the corner of Young's, and I guess you would call it the Colvin Extension.
Okay.
Currently it's the Wendy's right now.
Okay, so yeah, so I would have remembered, I would have been, you know, driving past this. How big was the whale?
It was huge. It was the size of a whale, if not bigger. All concrete, and you drive in the tail, and then come out the mouth.
How does something like that go away?
Oh, it was just falling apart.
It was just falling apart.
It was a big blue whale, and across from that street, when we were younger, we used to go to, I think it was Fun and Games Park, if I'm not mistaken, by the BJ's on that side. But yeah, but the big blue whale was right there on that corner of Young's and Colvin Extension.
All right. Hey, Kevin, thanks for the call.
Look, you had the big blue whale. You had the Fun and Games. Now it's all taken over by corporate.
I know. What the heck? Mark and Tano, is that the whale I'm thinking of? Is there any more? Is there another whale somewhere?
No, he's got it. That's perfect. Big concrete whale. The only thing I believe is you went in its mouth and came out its rectum.
Oh, well, now we have a dispute here, Mark. Thank you for the call. Where did you go in the bottom? Did you go in the mouth? And where did you shoot out? That's what we need to know. I mean, if Wendy's was going to take it over, they should have kept the whale and put fish on the menu.
Well, there is, what, 2 months out of the year? During Lent, they have fish on the menu.
They have it?
They should have kept the whale for the drive-thru. You drive through the whale between the menu and the window.
I'm maybe also getting it in my head with the whale on top of Old Man River. I think I remember both of them, but the big, I think this is why we need people calling in. Like, what are we forgetting? What are the landmarks for where you are in Western New York? Henry is in North Tonawanda. What's going on, Henry?
Yeah, hi. The Beef House on the Boulevard, it was an old little diner. They tore it down for a bank. And how about Sammy's on the Boulevard also? It was a spaghetti house.
I've heard of this place, yeah.
Really good. Really good food. The Beef House was real good food, and it was kind of like kind of rough inside. But they had some really nice meals there.
What era, what year are we talking about?
Around the 80s, the 75s through 80s. Yeah, there was a truck stop. The Beef House was a truck stop. Pretty nice. Sammy's, they had some really super good spaghetti dinners there.
Oh, okay.
A poor guy, I guess he closed. He had some health issues. But that's all I got.
All right. Hey, Henry, thank you. Somebody else mentioning, and maybe I remembered this one, that there was a Blue Whale car wash on Niagara Falls and Military Road. I think I remember that one, too.
It's out of my memory. But I don't remember the pedestrian bridge that you said was there 5 years ago. So.
Yeah, that would have been a town of Tonawanda thing, the pedestrian bridge, which we were talking about this off the air, how soon we forget. Like when that was maybe 5 years ago or so, that had to be torn down. They decided not to put one up again. And it's almost like in the memories, I think most people, it's like it was never there. I mean, if it's not there for so many times you drive past it, it's kind of like it's never there.
By the way, someone sent a picture of the whale. I wish I would have seen this. Like, I wish this is something I could have gone and visited.
Oh, I'm going to have to. Now, like, that's going to jog my memory, hopefully, the picture of the whale that I'm about to look at. Maybe, does it say what time? It looks like they're driving in through the back and exiting through the mouth. So.
It does look like they are exiting through the mouth.
But yeah, that's the one. That would have been the one in Niagara Falls.
I like the fake palm trees, by the way. I am a huge fan of the fake palm trees in
that
this
adds
picture.
To it a little bit.
By the way, Angola, the pedestrian bridge to the truck stop in Angola. I hope they're not getting rid of that with the remodeling. I hope it's not going to become something on both sides.
I don't think
sides.
They can. Because they're not going to put one on both sides.
Okay,
right?
Good. I was fearing that they would put, because these are so small now, they would put just two small ones by the Sunoco pumps.
No, no.
Great. Because the pedestrian bridge, everyone knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless you've never left Buffalo, you know what I'm talking
about.
And
gone south. Yeah, absolutely. That would be the landmark for Angola. Lewis in West Seneca, you're on WBEN. What's your local landmark you want to share?
I remember seeing the very tall two-way plaza sign at the corner of Harlem and Walden. It was a structural steel tower, and it maybe 40, 50 foot tall, maybe taller, and it had these huge red letters that read two-way plaza. But it's kind of hard to describe. If anyone remembers this, I'm sure they'll say, oh, yeah, I remember that.
You know, I've seen pictures of that. My obsession with you know what used to be where, and yeah, that Thruway Plaza sign. For the time, everyone knew what you were talking about. You know, I mean, Thruway Plaza was also really popular at the time.
Yeah, it was.
Where was this again?
Harlem and Walden. It's there's a Planet Fitness there now. It used to be a Walmart and a Tops.
I'm gonna need a picture of this. Hey, Lewis, thanks for the call. I'm gonna need a picture of this because
where Movie Land used to be
not that far.
Where Movie Land used to be. Movie Land was in the back of this plaza.
Yeah, I know, but I cannot picture the sign.
Oh, the sign, we didn't see the sign. It was a different plaza when you and I would be going there.
Okay,
yeah.
So before our time.
Yeah, this is like the Thruway Plaza.
Well, I'm thinking I'm like crazy. I'm like, I would have been there. Why am I
Thruway Plaza was huge, and then they opened the Galleria, and it went down, and so did the sign.
Vidler's got a couple of, for East Aurora, again, I'm not going to claim to be the East Aurora expert. I would put Vidler's there, but here's the thing. It can't be the guy on the roof. It can't be Mr. Vidler on the roof. That's too new. The red and white awning.
Yes.
Would be the landmark. The guy, you know, maybe in 30 years,
it's got
Mr.
age.
Vidler on the roof will be there too. But the red and white awning at Vidler's, I would say, would be one of those things in East Aurora. You can, you know what it is right where you do it.
You know it would be a landmark? Maybe for you and I, not so many other people, but the old WBEN news van that sat in near the terminal.
It's not there anymore.
No, I know. They moved it.
But yeah, that would have been a landmark.
Yeah,
there's
for sure.
Raccoons everywhere. Just that was like the home base. If you lived by the central terminal, if you're a wildlife.
Unfortunately, yes, it's been moved.
Take shelter.
Probably destroyed by now.
Who moved it?
Not us.
It wasn't us.
No, I would have kept it there.
We'll go to Bob in Cheektowaga. Bob, what's your local landmark?
Hi guys. I don't know if you remember this, beef and sirloin. It was like on Genesee Street by the airport. Just before, like, you were, if you could picture just passing the airport heading toward, like, Transit Road, it was on the right-hand side. It was an awesome place. They had, like, burgers, hot dogs, really cool roast beef sandwiches, and then, like, ice cream they would sell. And it was called Beef and Sirloin.
And it was there through the mid-90s, but I do not remember it myself.
Okay, yeah, it was there. God, I'm going 70s and 80s.
What was the sign?
The sign was like it was a big sign with a lot of color on it, and it said beef and sirloin, and you could, it was like they had pictures painted of the burgers and ice cream cones. And it was really a neat place.
Oh, yeah, that looks like a sign that would stick out. It kind of looks like a fair sign. Yeah.
Yes.
It looks like a vendor at the fair sign, which is pretty cool.
I have to look
that. It's a really neat place. That's all I got, guys.
Hey,
thanks,
Bob. I'm going to have to look that one up and see if I can remember that one. Kim in Amherst, you're on WBEN. All right, what is it?
Hey, good morning. How about the old water wheel at the, I think the restaurant was called the Old Red Mill Inn on Main Street in Clarence?
Yes. Now Barbill.
Yep, exactly. That was a Clarence landmark for decades.
I like that for a Clarence landmark. I think would be the one that stick out to me. I'm not the expert. Does anything come close as a Clarence landmark?
I don't know. I don't think so. Other than like the hollow, the big hill going down into.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that's
what I was going to say.
Hey, Kim, thanks for the call. I was picturing what is, I think it's like a bar now, like an old church, like down if you go into Clarence Center.
Yeah.
That so area.
If you go a little further down Main Street and it dips down, like right by Salt.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's.
But that's more of a whole street.
Yeah.
Like one particular, the water mill.
Old Red Mill Inn had great duck, by the way. I only went there several times, but always got the duck. If you like duck, they had good duck. I don't know why I'm saying that, Brian, because it's not there anymore. But when it was there, I remember it for having good duck.
Duck, that would stick out because when have you had that since?
Anytime I get Thai. I get the Penang curry.
Oh, nice.
I get Penang curry with grilled duck.
Grilled duck. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever really been. I've had a duck wing. I don't know if I've ever really eaten duck outside of that.
Well, next time we get Thai, order grilled duck.
And the next time we get Thai would be the first time.
Yeah, I'm down anytime.
Not really a Thai food person.
If it wasn't, you know, as expensive, I would probably eat Thai at least once a week.
It's not my wife is all about it. She'll get it when I am not home for dinner.
There's such great
options.
I'm
sure it is. I'm just like now. I grew up such a plain person, Joe. I'm like just now
expanding
my palate. You can understand why Swiston's holds a special place in my heart.
Yes.
There's one thing on the menu.
Yeah.
It's beef on a weck roll. There you go.
It's like the Cane's menu.
Popcorn in the corner if you want it.
Yeah.
Which, hey, take away the sign is one thing. Take away the popcorn machine. Would be another. What do you got coming up on Hardline this week?
Hardline, we're going to go into the clerk's audit, the audit of the clerk's office. We have Mickey Kearns joining us at 10, Kevin Hardwick after at 10:30, and then in the 11 o'clock hour, we will focus on the Bray Miller loan. It went from a unanimous vote of no to Bray Miller getting the loan. What is next for Bray Miller? What's next for the city of Buffalo? That on Hardline Sunday, Brian. Make sure you tune in. And if you don't, listen on the app.
The steer sign by UB South.
Yes.
That's kind of like a landmark.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot there that you could say, obviously, UB itself. But the steer sign, that's another sign.
Yeah.
Probably because it, I don't know, I'm trying to think what it used to look like. It reminds me so much of the Swiston sign. It's just a blue version of the Swiston sign.
Yeah, the steer sign, a place that I visited a lot my time at Madai College, which would be my landmark, which is unfortunately going away. The steer sign for sure.
Well, think of them more over the weekend. Maybe we'll take more of them when we come back. On Monday, you've got David coming up after the news with Lucas on WBEN.